Hey, Web3 curious listeners, in this live sponsored episode of Edge of NFT, we're continuing down the blockchain rabbit hole at NFTLA Community Week with an exciting new Layer 1 years in the making. Stay tuned for today's show to learn how Lamina 1 is shaping the future of digital content and co-creation to provide unique and accessible metaverse experiences, and how our guest's commitment to empowering creators and building a more immersive creator-first online world presents new on-chain solutions and user-friendly access points. Lastly, how this team is setting the stage for an interconnected metaverse ecosystem from AI-driven world generation to cross-chain interoperability. All this and more at the heart of NFTLA Community Week. Cue the intro.
Welcome to the Edge of NFT, the podcast that brings you the top 1% of Web3 today and what will stand the test of time. We explore the nuts and bolts of the business side and also the human element of how Web3 is changing the way we interact with the things we love. This podcast is for the dreamers, disruptors, and doers who are pumped about this ecosystem and driving where it goes next.
All right. Good evening, everybody. So I'm Richard Carthon, and we are live here at the Venice Innovator Party with Vadim, speaking with Casey Halter of Lamina 1. Hope y'all have a good time joining us for a conversation how the next generation of NFTs, Web3, and transmedia experiences are converging to revolutionize the way we create, share, and interact with online story worlds, fandoms, and communities in the metaverse and beyond. Today, I'm speaking with Casey Halter, aka Ivy St. Ive, who is the director of content and community at Lamina 1, a metaverse platform and a protocol founded with the author and futurist Neil Stephenson. With a background in brand and marketing, a Trollback company, digital storytelling, Silicon Mag, and Inigit, and immersive technology, Las Vegas Sphere, Pokemon Go, Casey is passionate about empowering creators to adopt and explore new technologies within the Web3 ecosystem and beyond. So, Casey, for the first question, Neil Stephenson's vision of the metaverse has significantly influenced modern virtual spaces. So how does Lamina 1 align and differ from the original concepts? And can you walk us through some of the features that distinguish Lamina 1 from other Layer 1 blockchains?
Yeah, so we're definitely new to the space. So I guess to start out, like, for anyone who doesn't know who Lamina 1 is, we were founded in June 2022 by Neil Stephenson, so-called father of the metaverse, you know, Snow Crash, Cryptonomicon, Diamond Age, a bunch of sort of novels that in the early 90s kind of defined what a lot of the technology we see today is coming to life. It was co-founded by Peter Vassanis, who was one of the original co-founders of Bitcoin, total crypto OG, as well as immersive entertainment executive Rebecca Barkin, who worked doing really foundational work at Magic Leap back in the day. And then I actually met her at Las Vegas Sphere, where we were doing content and creative there. At Lamina 1, we're basically, we position ourselves kind of as this platform and protocol for the next era of digital content and co-creation. I know that that's a lot to unpack and like a lot of sort of like buzzwords that are like kind of going around the industry a lot. But I think in general, like our vision is to really kind of realize that interconnected on-chain and immersive online universe that Neil envisioned, right? I think around 2022, you guys will remember, that's when Mark Zuckerberg came and said, we're gonna rebrand the company to Meta. And Neil basically was like, you know what? Like, now is the time. The technology is converging, blockchain is maturing, and there's a lot of really interesting things we can do on chain into kind of like creating these and encouraging creators to kind of build on chain and also kind of realize this like more immersive and creator-first online world. To get there, though, and to build on blockchain, you know, with all of the promises of provenance and autonomy and ownership, it takes a lot of innovation in the Web3 space, right? So, again, we've been building the last year and a half. A lot of our engineers have been really focused on, like, if everything's gonna be on chain, how do you build a chain that is scalable, built to support like mass scale digital content, AI generated content, and these super heavy asset experiences? And also, I mean, the second part of that is, how do you build an access point to those experiences that creators and like consumers actually wanna use, right? So that's kind of what we've been focused on, is both the kind of like on-chain innovation to kind of like put a lot of this really creative, interesting, heavy content on chain, but also really focusing heavily on UX and onboarding so that folks and like people who maybe aren't super familiar with Web3 and the crypto world that we've been building can really easily onboard to it. So that's the elevator pitch.
Yeah, no, I love it. And one of the things that I kind of want to dive into a little bit more is you've been building for a long time and mainnet's coming. And so what are you excited for in the process between now and that moment?
Yeah, so we're super excited. So basically, yeah, we launched in June 2022. We launched our white paper in October and then immediately FTX happened, right? So we were like, okay, we're in the middle of a crypto winter. Like, what do we focus on? Let's pare down. Let's just really focus on the dev, the cryptography, and building a community, right? And so now we're headed out. Our official launch date is still Q2, Q3, 2024 is all I can say publicly, but basically, like, super soon, right? Like, in the middle, I know I'm speaking to a room full of people who are crypto enthusiasts, so, like, you know, audits, legal stuff, there's a lot of crazy stuff that you have to go through to launch a chain, right? But when we do launch, we have a lot of really exciting partners that we're going to be launching with. I think, for one, like, number one, we're launching on Avalanche. We announced a partnership with them earlier this year. We actually started out as a fork of Avalanche and basically started building and amassing such like a big following. We have like 50,000 open metaverse builders and developers who are currently working with us right now. And basically they looked at us and they're like, okay, you forked us, but like you've got something special here. Like, let's start building together. And like, what would it be for you guys to build a layer one focused on this like immersive gaming entertainment space on our chain? As we all know in this room, Avalanche is like pumping like crazy right now. They have an incredible fast and scalable platform for building. And so, yeah, we're partnered with them. That's kind of plug number one. And then in terms of the more like fun, interesting gaming experiences, some of our early access partners are, you know, Shrapnel, the AAA first person shooter that's been really taking the world by strong. That's created by one of L1's early investors, Mark Long, who is the former head of HBO's digital products. So we're going to be working on some projects with them. We're also working with Mira, which is this French metaverse company, launching these kind of like high-res digital experiences of places like the Eiffel Tower, Sainte-Chapelle, the Guggenheim. We just learned they were doing a big digital twin of the Titanic, and they want to start bringing like on-chain digital collectibles, ticketing, and transmedia storytelling to that chain. So we're working with them to do that. We're working with a company called Metropolis, which is more in the kind of like e-com fashion virtual property platforms. And then we also honestly have a lot of really interesting AI projects. This has been the year for, you know, AI kind of like taking the consumer world by storm. So we launched an early alpha project called Nyric by this little game studio called Lovelace, where you can basically generate these fully explorable, questable worlds with a single text prompt. It is super cool, super new, but it really shows like how AI can really drive like really fast, interesting metaverse creation and co-creation. And then also we're working with a new tool by our friends at Forward. They've been working with Coachella for a couple of years, and they've developed a tool that basically encourages like gamified co-creation that you can kind of like model and adjust depending on your brand's identity or the prompt that you're creating. And we're going to be integrating that directly into our platform so that fans can, you know, create unique and digital content alongside their favorite IPs and creators that decide to launch on the chain. So it's super exciting. We're like in full heads down mode, like getting the chain launched, taking care of our community to reward them, and also like really onboarding as many interesting sort of projects and NFT artists and digital artists who are kind of like in this weird spatial realm as we can.
Before we continue with this episode, here's a quick glimpse into where our journey is headed next. Step into the future this April 23rd at Outer Edge Riot as we explore the next wave in Web3, AI, and beyond with our co-host Animoca Brands, Cast, Neom, and many partners.
Experience art, culture, and co-creation while building bridges with the leading minds behind smart cities, gaming, and Web3, such as His Royal Highness Prince Fazel and Yat Su, Chairman of Animoca Brands, leaders of pioneering companies such as Shrapnel and Nukta, the first Saudi Arabian NFT marketplace, will also be joining us. Don't just watch the future unfold, be part of it. Join the fun with the elite in shaping tomorrow. See you at the outer edge of innovation by going to outeredge.live/riyadh, R-I-Y-A-D-H.
And now back to the show. So I want to lean into the word co-creation because you brought that up quite a few times. And yeah. I think it's really valuable and important to what Lamina One's doing. So what role does NFTs, co-creation and community mean for Lamina One? And, you know, with keeping that in mind, why Avalanche? So I know you kind of brought up a lot of things that are happening there, but there's a lot of different change you could have chosen. So with using those things, why did y'all choose to go in that direction?
Yeah, I guess I'll start with the Avalanche question and then I'll go into the how NFTs and AI fit into that. So the Avalanche infrastructure, like specifically around the scalability of their subnets, has been really a big part of our DNA since day one. So, you know, I mentioned that we started out as a fork, and, you know, basically the idea was that we were going to take the core of Avalanche's platform, which was originally designed for DeFi, right? And we were going to start building some more metaverse-y add-ons, think like SDKs for creators, applications. And basically, yeah, they came to us and they were like, let's launch together. I'm not really an engineer or product person, right? So I'm not going to dive super deep into the tech behind Lamina One, but the why of why we partnered with them is it aligns a lot with the values and vision of Neil, right? So they're super scalable, they're fast as hell so they can support these heavy experiences. They're environmentally friendly and efficient. Obviously proof of stake is the future, in my opinion at least. And it also really offered us the autonomy we need to achieve our goals, right? Avalanche is a super open ecosystem and they're really, really they're really supportive of people building on top of them. They're not at all, you know, maxis or in any of that sort of way. And I think as for what's in it for them, they were just again, really impressed with kind of the community we managed to build around Neil's vision. And also they were looking at us to see how can we partner with Lamina One to really break them further into the creator and the entertainment space as a whole, right? That's kind of our big focus is less about on-chain DeFi, rapid trading, and more about how do we use NFTs and digital assets to fuel world building and immersive experiences, right? In terms of what roles do NFTs and AI and everything play in this metaverse, I think we all know this, but when people feel they're a part of something, that they're not just consuming, but they're investing their time and money and efforts and engagement and whatever it is into something's success, it's gonna fuel this crazy digital revolution. And imagine, you know, being able to get an in-game item and, you know, you get this beautiful sword and this you've earned that through hours of your labor. You take that, that's an NFT item that you can then take into another experience. Maybe the stats of that weapon stay somewhat the same, but maybe that sword transforms into a lightsaber. And a lot of that sort of underlying infrastructure for interoperable assets, for the ability to sort of take your, all of your hardcore gaming work and assets and stuff with you across this open and interconnected world, that is the stuff. That is the underlying pipes and drainage of the internet that we're trying to build.
A quick word from our sponsors who's ready to navigate the cutting edge of tomorrow's legal landscape. Because at Zuber Lawler, they're not just attorneys, they're visionaries. With expertise in emerging technologies like AI, blockchain, and the metaverse, they're paving the way for you to seize the future. For mergers and acquisitions to IP, their selective team delivers strategic solutions tailored to the ever-changing world of technology. Join us at Zuber Lawler, where the future meets the law at zuberlawler.com. Back to the episode.
I love it. And really leaning into the metaverse side of things and being part of that. Yeah, let's clap that up. That was very eloquently said, you know? And we need more of that. And I actually want to keep going in that direction with just how is your involvement in Lamina One influenced your perspective on the development and the potential of the open metaverse and where all of this is headed? Because of course, you know, things with the Apple Pro Vision and everything else, it's starting to make what the vision of the metaverse could be more of a reality. So how has your perspective changed?
Yeah, I think like the Apple Vision Pro coming out when like all, when like metaverse was like a very dirty word in the investing space was like a very exciting thing from us, right? And like the pivot from saying metaverse to like more like spatial computing, like that's how we like to think of it, right? Like instead of blockchain, it's on-chain. Instead of Web3, it's like what we're building is the future of the internet. We're not necessarily building like buzzwords, right? I will say though, like I was skeptical when I joined L1 because I was not at all fully built into the blockchain world. So like I again came from like the immersive space. I was doing like all sorts of crazy stuff with spatial audio and haptic seeding and stuff at Sphere. I was kind of like, I was the world's first professional Pokemon Go trainer, which was like a really strange era in my life. But like my whole life is like, you know, I grew up playing EverQuest. I grew up playing like Baldur's Gate. Like I like my whole like existence has been like, what if the metaverse was like real? What if it was the real world? And like, I was not at all convinced, like, why is blockchain even necessary to bring immersive or next-gen digital content experiences to the masses? I think, like, a lot of folks, like, my first real exposure to crypto was, like, dudes buying Lamborghinis and, like, making a quick buck on Dogecoin, right? But then, like, Rebecca, who's in the audience, she's our CEO, she's awesome. And also Neil, getting on some Zoom calls with him, they kind of, like, were like, read Satoshi's white paper, like read Cryptonomicon, like don't look at the crypto industry from like the crazy like bear market that you remember from 2020 and think about like its roots and its origins and like what we're building. And that was like the ability to like have digital ownership and unlock these new modes of digital storytelling and like to kind of take back the power of the internet. Like I'm a little bit like goth, I'm a little bit punk, and I was like, okay, like let's do this, like let's break it down, let's break down those barriers. I will say like others, like so I like got bought in way later than a lot of people did into this sphere, and I think like it's been interesting building a community like in like what is known as like one of the worst winters we've gone through, because I think it's pulled together like a lot of folks who aren't just like your traditional degens or like folks who are just trying to like pump and dump your token really quickly. Like we've been able to attract like developers who are building really interesting like collaborative NFT projects and like want to build like on-chain assets that they can bring into video games. And like you see the like use cases of this technology like really starting to like come to the forefront, and like that is the stuff that we like love and that we really want to support, right? That said, also like in terms of things that I've learned, like dude, building this super big spatialized interconnected open online world is really hard. It's super expensive. It takes hundreds of thousands of people like working together and like standards coming together. Like the standards don't exist. Like this language doesn't exist. This plumbing doesn't exist. And so again, like I think that's what we've been focused on building. And we do think we've got like, when we do go mainnet later this spring, we've got a lot of really interesting sort of like no code tools and SDKs and things that basically are gonna make it as easy as possible for creators to onboard and start like creating, whether it's a metaverse experience or even just like asset collections that can be deployed across metaverse experiences. Like that's really super exciting to us. And then also all of the really interesting kind of just like NFT story world building that goes on in the background and on chain, like all the really weird, cool stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Casey, we really appreciate, you know, all the information you just dropped on us. For everyone that's here and listening, how can people learn more about Lamina One, learn more about you, and be able to connect?
And now for a quick word from our sponsor before we dive into the next segment. Are you ready to take your sports predictions to the next level? Look no further than MainCard.io, the fantasy management platform that's taking the blockchain world by storm. With MainCard, every card is a ticket to excitement. You can predict sport outcomes, trade cards in the marketplace, and challenge opponents in thrilling weekly duels. And don't wait. Head to maincard.io now and start earning rewards with your NFTs because it pays to be early. And now back to today's episode.
Yeah, so I think if you're on Discord, just go to discord.gg/lamina1. Again, we've got a community of 50,000 builders. We're just finishing up these insane cryptography quests that like kind of go into a lot of the like really novel cryptographic solutions we've been developing for Lamina 1. We also have a website, lamina1.com. And then I think anyone who's interested in either launching a project or art or investing in Lamina 1, just hit us up at hello@lamina1.com. I've got a QR code on my iPad that you can come up to me after the event. But yeah, this is just the beginning and we're super excited to get in front of this group of really smart, awesome people.
All right, let's give it up for Casey with Lamina 1.
The views and opinions expressed on Edge of NFT reflect solely those views and opinions of the show hosts and its guests. Please make sure to do your own research. Our show is not financial advice. You understand that you are using any and all information available on or through this podcast at your own risk. Whenever making financial decisions, we recommend doing your own research and talking to your accountant for financial advice. From time to time, we may feature sponsored content on the show for which we receive value, and we may share links for which we receive a commission if you make a purchase through one of those links. Refer to our website, www.edgeofnft.com, for our full disclaimer, terms and conditions, and privacy policy.